Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, folks, if we've learned anything these last few weeks is we have learned that anything the left attempts to do eventually implodes in their faces. Now, this week, more than even in the previous several weeks, Russiagate has totally imploded. Imploded to the point where Adam Schiff, possibly the most dishonest person next to Hillary Clinton anyway, that I could possibly imagine, has actually had to admit that this whole entire incident was made up. Totally made up. And in the meantime, the case of Kyle Rittenhouse, who was called a white supremacist. We're going to get into this in a minute. He was called a white supremacist by the current president of the United States of America. Theater trial. President of the United States calls you a white supremacist. That has imploded in their faces. The $6, $8, $10, $12, $14 trillion bill they wanted to pass that had to go every kind of pork barrel, whatever you could think of, that imploded in their faces. Oh, they passed a bill with the help of some feckless Republicans who should absolutely be primaried, but they didn't get what they wanted. Don't let them fool you. They didn't get anything close to what they wanted. And the other bill will never, ever, ever, ever pass. The presidency itself is imploding. Approval ratings are in the 30s. Kamala Harris's approval rating is so low, I think COVID-19 has a higher approval rating than Kamala Harris. And the left are going berserk because for the first time in their lives, they are being faced with, we can't break the rules. We can't change the rules. The left are like little kids who constantly cheat at a game with their family, and their family lets them get away with cheating because, oh, it's just a game and they're just a kid. But then they get out in the real world and play the game, and people call them on their BS and say, oh, no, 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 that's not the way the game works, and they go berserk and they implode. Now, we're going to talk about this Kyle Rittenhouse case because this is where things are really imploding. The narrative that you were told by MSNBC, CNN, other liberal networks, is that a punk kid grabbed his rifle, drove across state lines with the full intention of killing some people, and caused a whole bunch of trouble and ended up with two dead people and a severely wounded person. He brought this trouble on himself because he is a MAGA supporter. He's a white supremacist. He's a punk. He's a troublemaker. He traveled out of state to cause this trouble. Everything was peaceful till he got there. Well, has that ever exploded in the faces of the prosecution? Now, I'm going to be fair to the prosecution. They never should have brought this case. The prosecution, people are saying they're inept. They're saying, oh, they're cheating. They're trying to cheat. Well, they are trying to cheat. And they may be inept. But every piece of information, every single piece of it that was brought out to this court, they had. They had before they ever brought any charges. And they decided to bring the charges because they thought the FBI was going to hold back these tapes that clearly show what went on. And you know what? The FBI was going to. I've lost all faith in the FBI as not your everyday FBI agent that's out there, but the hierarchy of the FBI. They're a political arm of the left-wing liberal party. That's what they are. You can say yes or no all you want. They are. And I'm going to prove it on today's show. The tapes that were shown clearly show that Kyle Rittenhouse was acting in nothing but self-defense. Now, you can make the argument, should he have had the gun? Probably not. Did he transport it across state lines? Yes, he did. But let me say this. When you hear transported it across the state line, it's like, well, I drove 3 hours and 40 minutes for the express reason of shooting myself some troublemakers. No. That's where he worked. It was a 15-minute drive. That's where his dad lived. He was there every single day. That was, in effect, his community. And guess what? His community was being looted, rioted in. And he said, no, I'm not going to allow it. The cops were told to stand down. Stand down and let all these people go ahead. Let Antifa take over. Who cares about your business? Who cares about your livelihood? Who cares if you get hurt in the process? The police are told to stand down. This is righteous anger. Righteous anger from a pedophile who was one of Kyle Rittenhouse's victims. I won't even call him a victim. Just one of the people that Kyle Rittenhouse shot. A self-described communist. Self-described communist. Who also had a gun, by the way. And was running around using the N-word and his little gang of thugs telling people to smack people in the cranium, shoot them in the head. Now, this prosecutor made such a fool out of himself in court. The judge had to reprimand him 2, 3, 4 times for literally breaking the law. Literally trying to bait. Because the first thing he did was he instructed his witness to lie. And when the gentleman who had his bicep blown off was asked point blank out, were you fired upon until you drew your gun and approached Kyle Rittenhouse? He said, no, but I was fired upon before I drew my gun. I approached him, but I didn't have my gun. They had a videotape. Guess who else had the videotape? Prosecution. Guess who else had the videotape? The FBI. The videotape clearly shows this man pull a gun out and point Kyle Rittenhouse before Rittenhouse fires. They ask him the question again. Now that you've seen this video, did you or did you not pull your gun before Rittenhouse fired upon you? Yes. Oh, the story has changed. I want you to understand, if not for this videotape, Kyle Rittenhouse is going to jail for the rest of his life. Okay, that's how serious this was. And this was a tape that they attempted to hold back. And the reason they attempted to hold this back is very simple. They wanted him to go to jail. They wanted him to go to prison. Why? Because he's a Trump supporter. Why? Because he doesn't play their game. Why? Because he doesn't fit their narrative. He's a racist. It's clear that he's a racist. Every single person he shot was white. How is he a racist? The other guys were running around using the N-word. Then the prosecutor says, I would hardly consider the first guy that ran at you with a skateboard to hit you in the head with a skateboard, I would hardly call that life-threatening situation. Really? Well, it's probably pretty obvious you never rode a skateboard in your life, but I did. And I can tell you that if you brain somebody in the head with one of them things, it could kill them. It could crack your skull. Absolutely could. You swing that thing like a ball bat sideways, and that side edge of that skateboard hits your temple, you're done. You're done. The other guy had a gun. What were they doing on the streets with guns? How come they weren't called on the carpet? Why were you there with guns? I'll tell you why Kyle Rittenhouse was there. He was actually administering first aid and attempting to help people during that time. And then he was set upon by this mob who was calling for people to plant one in his head. I want you to understand that. Then the prosecutor says, well, you were shooting a hollow point bullet. That's explosive. That explodes inside you. That's deadly, deadly force. You knew that, right? Kyle Rittenhouse, hollow point bullet doesn't explode. The guy doesn't even know. He doesn't even know. He then tries to bring up Kyle Rittenhouse's guilt by saying you weren't going to tell us when originally, you know, you have the right not to testify. You have the right not to say things. So he took that right. He pled the fifth originally and said, I'm not going to say anything until I get a lawyer. They're trying to bring this up and say this was obviously your guilt. Why you didn't say it? Well, the judge went berserk. The judge ordered the entire jury out and told the guy, how long have you been a lawyer? This, for 40, 50 years, has been 100% illegal. You know it's illegal. Bringing this type of thing up, this is going to be a mistrial with prejudice. You know what a mistrial with prejudice means? You can't retry the case. The prosecution is so desperate because what they did was they said, we have the newspapers on our side. We have the mob on our side because this guy's a Trump supporter and he's got to go to prison. So I can break every rule. I can do whatever I want. And they're going to pat me on the ass and say, you're a good boy because you put an evil, racist Trump supporter in jail. Didn't happen because this judge held him to the real rules and said, you will play by them. And guess what this guy did? Like a little baby cry, whine, it's not fair. I'm doing it anyway. He did it anyway. He literally did it anyway. He literally said, I don't care what the judge says, I'm doing it. And the judge has to clear the courtroom again and admonish him again. And he said, I think you're wrong. Judge says, I don't care what you think. I have the law sitting right here in front of me. Don't tell me I'm wrong. Well, maybe I misunderstood. Yeah, maybe you did. Or maybe you're just trying to get away with breaking the rules because your whole life long you were able to do that because you have a D next to your name. Except you're not doing it this time, my friend. Anyone with eyes in their head can watch the videotape and see very clearly what happens. If Kyle Rittenhouse had not shot that kid when he did, Kyle Rittenhouse would be dead. At very, very least, severely wounded, if not life-changing injuries. It's called self-defense. Now, will he be convicted for having the gun? Being underage with a gun? Probably. Maybe even transporting it across the state line, because technically he did. I live very close to the New Jersey border, but, you know, I can be there in 15 minutes, but I'm still crossing the line. So those two things he did. Kyle Rittenhouse gets on the stand, breaks down emotionally, says, I did nothing wrong. I was in fear of my life. They were screaming to put one in my head. They were approaching me with guns drawn, weapons, knives, skateboard, gun, a mob. What would you do? And if this kid is the greatest actor in the world, which I doubt, or what we saw on that stand was genuine emotion of a kid who has been put through hell by a system that wants anyone who will not comply and will not agree with them and will not vote the way they vote, even though he can't vote. See, that's the thing. Kyle was too young to vote, but he's a Trump supporter. That's good enough. He's going to grow up to vote that way. You see, they want total compliance. What they did was very simple. They allowed those rioters to ruin the entire community and told the police to stand back. That's what they wanted. They wanted the place torn to the ground. The powers that be wanted to sit back and say, we're going to put you in fear of your life. All these businesses, burn them to the ground, loot them. Who cares? And police, you better do nothing about it. Well, guess what? The community did. Kyle Rittenhouse and a couple other people said, no, they're not taking everything that we worked for and fought for. They're not burning my home down. They're not looting my stores. They're not causing destruction in my neighborhood. If we have to take up arms against them because the police will not, then we will. You can't do that. Because that ruins their plan of sitting back and watching it burn and punishing you. How dare you fight back? How dare you? At one point, the prosecutor literally said, well, I mean, you shot him, though, before he pulled the trigger. Yeah. What is the rule? You think the rule is I have to be shot first? Is that what you think the rule is, you idiot? Oh, you can't shoot him until he shoots you. Says who? The man's pulled the gun. He's pointing it at me. You think I'm waiting for the bullet to come out, you moron? Number one, he should be disbarred. He was admonished 3 times by the judge for breaking every single rule you could possibly think of. That's not bad enough. The judge red-handed caught people videotaping the jurors so they could dox them. You better vote the way we say. You better come back with a decision we like, or we know who you are. That's the law they want. Don't you understand that that's the law they want? You comply or you become expendable. The mob rules. That's what they want. All this time, they're calling other people insurrectionists and everything. They want this. They don't want you fighting back in any way, shape, or form. They want you to comply, and they will use force to make you comply. And if you resist that force, you'll be jailed or murdered, or called an insurrectionist, or called a murderer, or called a whatever you want to call them. Racist. He's a racist. Everybody shot was white. Unbelievable. Doesn't matter to them. They were about to ruin a 17-year-old guy's life. Knowingly, by the way. And here's why I say knowingly, because the prosecutor saw that tape. You can't admit something into court without both sides seeing it. It's against the law. Disclosure. So the prosecutor saw that tape before he ever brought these charges and said, nobody else will see it, though. The defense won't get this tape. The FBI's going to hold it back. I know the kid's not innocent and not guilty. I know the kid acted in self-defense, but damn it. He dared to go up against the machine. He dared to defend himself when we said burn it down. And for that, he's going to pay, even though he's 17. He's going to pay and spend the rest of his life in prison. Wrong. Wrong, because now you're forced to play by the real rules. Not the rules you make up. The real rules. You know, the rules that when you're told what they are, you cry and whine like a baby and say, this isn't fair because then I can't win. Prosecutor is so inept and so bumbling at the same time as being so dishonest that he should be the one going to jail. He should be the one going to jail for purposely trying to ruin someone's life, knowing the person he has on the stand is an innocent man. Here's something to think about if you're an observer of human nature. You got the guy in the stand who had his bicep blown off, arrogant, dead stare. Yeah, I had a gun. Yeah, I was out there. Yeah, we were yelling that stuff, yeah. No emotion. Couldn't care less. Yeah, we were tearing it down, yeah. He don't care. He's proud of all that. Kyle Rittenhouse is on the stand crying hysterically for men who he shot and killed who are about to kill him. If you're an observer of human nature, that's called you have a conscience. That's called you have a soul. Guy in the stand who's trying to get him thrown in jail, he has no soul. He's a dead-eyed communist who wanted to do nothing but chaos unimpeded. All the police are told to stand down. This is my time to get my gun and go be a badass and be the communist I want to be. Don't nobody's going to stop me because the police were told to stand down. And if I want to shoot this MF-er, I'll shoot him right in the head. Yeah? Well, you got shot. And for the rest of your life, you're going to go around with no bicep. So you can get on the stand and say, I didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. You were 2 seconds away from committing homicide, you lying sack of crap. So this time the right guy won. And they need to put him in prison for it so the right guy never tries again. See, that's how that works. Then we get over to Russiagate, who I told you from the very beginning this whole thing was horse crap, right? You remember me telling you all that no one has any proof. Adam Schiff got on television week after week and said, I've seen the proof. The proof was right before my eyes. I can guarantee you that Donald Trump colluded with Russia. I have seen the proof. Wait till the proof comes out. This is the biggest thing in the history of the United States. Worst scale ever. Paul saying, well, we haven't seen it yet, but you're sure you have it? Absolutely 100% sure. Donald Trump was impeached about this. It led to impeachment. Now, Adam Schiff, when faced with put up or shut up, no longer, the rules are no longer you can say whatever you want and no one will ask you a follow-up question. The rules are no longer you get to say I've seen it and that's good enough. Put up or shut up. Well, I didn't really see any. Well, I did see things, but I didn't know. I didn't know that Christopher Steele was a liar. How am I supposed to know that Christopher Steele was lying when he said this? I don't know. How about you check it before you accuse a president of the United States of being a consort with Russia? How about you do your due diligence and you check the facts when that man is clearly a spy that your Democratic Party hired? That's what I want you to understand. Your Democratic Party hired this man to dig up dirt on Donald Trump. And when he comes back with this horse shit, if you had the brains of an ice cube, you'd say, well, wait a minute. Before we go out and make total jackass out of ourselves, can you prove any of this? You can't? Well, this ain't going to do us any good. No, you decided it doesn't matter. No one will ever question us because we get to play by our own rules. The media's on our side. They won't ask us follow-up questions. They won't demand answers. They won't demand proof. They'll all just report what we say. We get to play by those rules. So we win because we get to cheat. So they all got together and said, yep, yep, we've all seen it. Yep, yep, proof's there. None of them seen anything. None of them seen anything. That is called insurrection. You were attempting to overthrow a duly elected president of the United States with knowingly false information. You know, an insurrection doesn't have to be an angry mob storming a building. An insurrection can be purposely lying or fabricating facts in order to impede or impeach. That can be an insurrection, too. The FBI, the Democratic Party, Christopher Steele, and a few other agents attempted an insurrection. Will it ever be called an insurrection? Absolutely not. We see what Adam Schiff is going to do. He's going to put all the blame on Christopher Steele and say, how was I to know that Christopher Steele would ever make up stuff like this? Because it's your job. Let me put myself in the place of Adam Schiff and Hillary Clinton and all the Democratic Party. You knew that Hillary Clinton was in trouble because of having her server in somebody's closet somewhere with absolute critical and top secret information on it that could be hacked by anybody and was. You knew she was in trouble, big trouble. You knew this wasn't going to play out well for her political campaign. So you said, how do we redirect the narrative? Well, we'll get somebody to dig up some dirt on Donald Trump. Something so bad it's worse than this. try to get Hillary across the finish line, even though it's a lie. We don't care. It can be a lie. No one will challenge us. We set the rules. Christopher Steele, go get somebody to write up a whole bunch of horse shit. And that's what he did. And he handed it to them. And they used it, but it didn't work. And Donald Trump won. So then they got themselves backed into a corner because they said, well, the media said, what are you going to do about this? You still have this information on Donald Trump, right? Yeah, we do. Okay, well, then you got to do something about it. We are. We're going to impeach him. He's a Russian spy. You lied and you couldn't get out of your own lie. See, that's what ended up happening. So you went on television show after television show and promised the American public, we have the proof. We have it. I've seen it. Schiff held private meetings and kept the Republicans out of them. So he could say, all of us seen the proof. And the Republicans are like, well, we didn't. We weren't invited to the meeting. Well, a secret meeting. We have the goods on him. You had nothing. You lying bastard. If anyone was getting in the way of our free elections and our democracy, it's you and your lying, ridiculous, thief, criminal, whatever you want to call them, party. You know, the same party that wants to put a 17-year-old kid in jail for defending himself. Because at one point he had a MAGA hat on, he dared to stand up to a crowd who you wanted to burn the city down. It's funny because I never seen any of these people prosecuted that were shooting police officers dead and filming it for YouTube live, watching his death gasps on YouTube, instead of helping him, instead of getting an ambulance, instead of calling somebody. No, let's film this son of a bitch dying. You think that didn't happen? It did. How come they're not in jail? How come they're not on the stand asking, why did you do that? No, they don't care because they told the, go for it, go for it. Police stand down. This is righteous anger. You have no business attempting to impede it in any way, shape, or form. And anyone who does is evil. That's because you keep setting the rules. But the tide's changing, folks. The tide's changing. And the rules are starting to be a lot more clearly defined. And people are being held to them. And now we see the left imploding because they can't follow those rules. I watched a hilarious clip. Absolutely hilarious clip of, I believe it was CNN, but it might have been an MSNBC reporter. Going nuts on an elected official about CRT. You know clearly that CRT is not being taught in schools. You know there was no such thing. Hold the phone. Here I have in front of me, and it's still on their website, so if you'd like to punch it up while we're speaking, here is what I have from Virginia's website that they were teaching. The look on her face was one of sheer hatred. You bastard, how dare you? How dare you adhere me to those rules? You're supposed to just say whatever you say, ma'am. If it's not there, it's not there. I'm so sorry. But this guy said, oh, no. Oh, no. It's there. No, it isn't. No, 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 it isn't. Yes, it is. Here it is right here. Would you like to say, no, no, I don't want to see it. No, it's not there. It's not. That's basically what she was doing. Because she was made to follow the rules. That you can't pretend it's not there if it's there. Because the left think you can. The left think if it's not there, you can pretend it is. And if it isn't there, if it is there, you can pretend it's not. And when they're held to, no, you can't, you must actually look at the facts. Oh, no, I don't want to. No, it interferes with my whole lifestyle. The left are losing it, folks, because they're losing the battle, and they know they're losing the battle. They're a desperate, weakened party, and they're losing the battle. And the reason they're losing the battle is they push things too far. Now, is Hillary Clinton ever going to go to jail where she belongs? No. Is Adam Schiff ever going to go to jail where he belongs? No. Both of those people belong in prison. I promise you that if we did exactly what they did and hired someone to come up with something on Joe Biden so hideous and horrible and say, we have the proof, but we won't show it. Don't worry. When the court date comes, you'll get that. When his hearing comes, you'll get it. We got it. We've seen it. And then it turns out that this was all a hoax and we paid somebody to do it. We're going to jail for a long time. I'm surprised Donald Trump doesn't sue every one of them for slander. But it even gets worse than that. It even gets worse than that with the left. It's bad enough that they won't follow the rules. It's bad enough that they make up their own and think that, well, as long as we can follow, we can make up our own rules, we'll follow those rules, we don't have to play the game fair. That's bad enough. But they got the FBI on their side. I want you to understand that the FBI raided the private property of Project Veritas. Put it in confiscated his cell phones with private information from a reporter. Remember, these are reporters. They have private sources. They can't be forced to reveal. All because, apparently, Joe Biden's daughter's diary is missing. You heard me right. Joe Biden's daughter's diary is missing. What do you think would happen if I called up and said, my daughter's diary is missing? You think the FBI is going to raid somebody's house that might have it? Or do you think they're going to say, well, call the police if you think you were robbed? I mean, that's all we can do. Now, Project Veritas says we didn't steal anything. Someone came to us and said this was left behind. It clearly is the diary of Joe Biden's daughter. And we want to turn it over to Project Veritas. You can look at it. There's some things in here that's not too great. Project Veritas looked at it and said, exactly what I said Adam Schiff should have said. Is there any way to verify that this is really, really, really her diary? Well, they tried five or six different ways and said, we really couldn't verify it, so we said we're not publishing it. We can't run with a story if we don't know it's true. Oh, because you see, the right actually play by the rules. They had decided that there's no story here because we can't independently verify what this person told us. That's all Adam Schiff had to do. All Adam Schiff had to do was say, Christopher Steele, you presented me this information. I'm going to see if I can independently check this and make sure that it's verified. If it is, fine. If it isn't, we're not doing anything. Just because you say so. That's not what Adam Schiff did. Adam Schiff said makes no difference at all. Real, or if you just imagined it or dreamt it in a dream, it doesn't matter. Because we're going to leak it to the papers and then claim the paper as a source. That's the thing. That's what they did. They leaked it to the papers. The papers picked it up and said, they have this information. And then when they went for the FISA warrant, said, even the papers know it. Look what the papers published. See how that works? They baited a source and then used that source as a source to get a FISA warrant for something they made up. Never fact-checked it. Project Veritas did fact-check it and said, we can't independently check this out as 100% authentic, so we're not going to publish it. Now, was it 100% authentic? Well, the FBI showed up. What does that tell you? If Joe Biden's daughter said, I'm not missing any diary, I don't know what the hell anybody's talking about, I doubt very greatly the FBI would target a house. Now, I've heard some things in here. I've heard some things that were in this diary. And I can tell you this. If this really is her diary, Joe Biden's a very disturbed man. And let me just say this, I will not put anything out there that I heard was in the diary, but I will say this. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree when it comes to Hunter and Joe if some of the things that I heard was in this diary are really in it. But then should we really be surprised? The FBI raids your house in the middle of the night because some girl lost her diary? confiscates a reporter's private information on a telephone, two telephones, that even has their private sources in there that have nothing to do with the case at all? You can't do that. That's illegal. You know who does that? Communist countries and Nazi Germany. That's who did that. Oh, but the FBI was there, and guess what? The papers knew ahead of time. Just like they did when they got Roger Stone. CNN was there with cameras to record the FBI raiding the house. How did they know? How did they know the FBI was going to raid that house? You think the FBI is not an arm of this tyrannical government at this point? I want people to understand something very clearly. There is some optimism to be had here. Because the left are being forced to play by the real rules, not the rules they made up. And they don't like it. But if you think that in 2024 or 2022, a red wave is going to solve this, it's not. It's not going to solve it unless a total house cleaning is done. Now, Donald Trump said, I'm going to drain the swamp. And I believe that he tried. But I believe he had no idea. No concept whatsoever how deep the swamp was. I don't think the American public had any concept of how deep the swamp was. We're beginning to get a peek into how deep the swamp is, and it's not good because the swamp is filled with judges who don't give one damn about the law, prosecutors who don't give one damn about right and wrong, FBI, who don't give one damn about right and wrong or the law. And that's going to present a problem. A big problem. Now we see that with Wuhan lab basically almost to the point where it's a guarantee that that's where the virus came from, the Russian collusion coming out as 100% a hoax. The Kyle Rittenhouse narrative being exposed for exactly what it was, which is just propaganda. Yeah, he's a white supremacist. Yeah, he went there to kill people. Yeah, he has a chip on his shoulder. He's an evil bastard. That's all been blown out of the water. Remember Nicholas Sandman? Oh, the poor Indian guy, he's terrorizing. Yeah, and then when you saw the whole video, what was it? The Indian guy got in his face. To the tune of them having to pay him millions and millions and millions of dollars because he sued him, and he won. How many times does CNN have to lie to you? How many times does MSNBC have to lie to you? How many times do they have to change the narrative? They're doing it right now with Kyle Rittenhouse. This guy is on the stand crying hysterically because he said, I never meant to take a life. I didn't want to take a life. That's not what I was there for. I was there to try to help people, and I was attacked. And when I saw that my life was in danger, I did the only thing I could, and I regret having to do it. And I have to live with that every day of my life. MSNBC, CNN changes that into, here's this lying bastard crying because he knows he's a murdering dog. That's what they want you to believe. If you keep on believing MSNBC and CNN, you're an idiot. I can't help you. You're too far gone. You are a cult member whose mind has been brainwashed beyond belief because you have been lied to and proven that you've been lied to 100 times by these networks who either have openly admitted they lied, oh, sorry about that, we got that wrong, or paid off people because they knew they lied. Or now, are you hearing anything about Adam Schiff on CNN and MSNBC? Are they apologizing to Donald Trump? Are they getting on there saying this is an awful thing what happened? Adam Schiff and Hillary Clinton should be ashamed of themselves. They tried to overthrow the government of this country with a bunch of horseshit lies, and they made us believe it. And worse, we reported it. We look like idiots. So we hate those people. No, they're not doing that. Wouldn't you do that if someone made you look like a complete fool, if you trusted someone? And they made you look like a complete idiot. Wouldn't you say, well, screw them. Here we are supposed to be reporting the news fairly and honestly. They lied to us. We didn't do our job and fact check it. And the next thing you know, we look like idiots. No, they're not doing that. They're doubling down. You know what Adam Schiff said? Oh, this doesn't put Trump off the hook. Please, no. See, Trump's still on the hook. He's on the hook about what? Oh, the insurrection thing. He did. He did incite that. Oh, Jesus Christ. So the guy who's telling us, no, he really is a Russian spy. I have the proof. Really, it is. Really. Okay, I lied. Now he's saying, but really, though, really. He really did incite the insurrection. Come on. He incited it how? By telling people to go home in peace? Because that's exactly what he said, moron. It's time to play by the real rules, not the ones you made up. Show us how he incited an insurrection. By doing what? By telling people to go out there and voice their opinion, but do it peacefully and then go home? Because if that's the case, then Maxine Waters needs to be put up for insurrection. Madonna needs to be put up for insurrection. Johnny Depp needs to be put up for insurrection. Everybody does. Because all of you people are doing nothing but hate speech. What do you suppose happens when you tell somebody you're a Russian agent? Oh, well, Trump's a Russian agent. What? You're not inciting violence against Donald Trump? Isn't that what you're doing? Of course it's what you're doing. But you don't count because you get to play by your own rules. That's what's happened in this country for the past several years, is that this left-wing, ridiculous, nonsensical party has been allowed to play by their own rules and change them at will. Sit down and play Monopoly with somebody, and if they can change the rules at will, you can't win. Well, I own Boardwalk, Park Place. I own all the high-rent districts. All you own is Baltic and Mediterranean. Well, I'm changing the rules. The first guy that loses all of his money is the winner. And it looks like you got a lot of money, so all I got to do is land on your property and I win. Okay. Well, then I guess I can't win. They even tried to change the rules of the election, and they did it, didn't they? We never, ever did anything that would be considered rigging an election. You didn't? You changed the very rules of an election without going through the proper channels. Well, those are our rules, though, now. We're playing by our rules. Our rules say we can change the election. Well, you rigged it. And any idiot knows you rigged it, because there's no way on God's green earth that a man who got more votes than Barack Obama, 84 million votes, the most popular president in the history of the United States of America, 9 months later has a 38% approval rating. Nobody turns around that quickly. Nobody abandons shift that quickly. You'll notice that these liberals are still saying, oh, no, Biden's doing a great job. Biden's doing a great job. Really? Then how come the majority ain't saying that no more if they all voted for him? If all the people who voted for Joe Biden are sticking by his side, how come he's got a 38% approval rating? Because about 38% is who voted for him, not 84 million. You lied. You lied to the American public. And you did rig an election. You just did it by changing the rules. Well, it's not rigging because those were the rules and we changed them. Okay. Well, you can call it what you want. That's semantics. I call it rigging an election. If you change the rules and you do it illegally, not going through the proper channels to do it, you've rigged an election. And that's exactly what you did. You used the pandemic as a basis to change the rules. Now, I just watched Nancy Pelosi preside over a wedding for some billionaire heiress. And there had to be, oh, I don't know, 1,000 people there. None of them had a mask, not one. There's Nancy right in the middle of all of them, laughing, talking up a storm, thousands of people, not a mask to be found. Not one. Think about it. The left constantly change the rules. And until they are forced to play by the real ones, they can always count on winning because they can change the rule at any time. We see now a prosecutor who's being told by a judge, you will play by the real rules. He has nothing. He has nothing. He's hopeless. He has nothing. He looks like a fool. Anyone who's watching that trial says this man is a fool because he doesn't get to play by his rules. Then we see Adam Schiff finally get on television. We ask hard questions. Clown time's over. Put up or shut up. He has nothing. Nothing. He has no rebuttal. He has no answer. He has no nothing because he never did. All he had was the ability to play by his rules. And when he's no longer playing by his rules, nothing he says holds water. This is what we can be optimistic about. If you hold the Democrats and the liberals to the real rules, the real laws, they have nothing. They have nothing. Terribly racist to ask somebody to present ID to vote, but it's not terribly racist to ask somebody who's buying a can of spray paint. If I go into Walmart and buy a can of spray paint, I'm asked for ID. Which do you think is more important, me buying a can of spray paint or voting for the President of the United States? Oh, but that's our rules, see. We got to play by our rules where it's racist. Anything, see, that's the dog whistle. The dog whistle is anything that you don't like, racist. If tomorrow they didn't want you to eat bread, they'd say all bread is white, therefore it's racist. So bread is racist, and bread should not be allowed in a store. Same way with Buttigieg saying, well, the highways are racist. Well, what he really means is that some of these highways and overpasses were, in fact, taken over by public domain, whatever they call it, eminent domain, because they were poor neighborhoods, and they could force those people out real easy. And they did separate the neighborhoods, but they didn't separate them by race. They separated them by class. So it's really not a racist issue. It's a class issue for those highways and overpasses. That's all. But instead of coming out and telling you the truth, that that's what they did back then, they based it on class, and if you had no real leg to stand on, then the eminent domain, they could just take over your property and do whatever they want. You got no means to fight back. No. Don't say there's any white people involved in that. It's all black. It's all racist. Anything they don't like is racist. That's all they can do. They have nothing left, folks. If you force them to play by the rules, they have nothing. Absolutely nothing. And we should have all known this. Because when Tom Homan was testifying about the border, and the genius that is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, these people are being arrested and they're being put in camps, and it's just terrible, and they did nothing wrong. And well, what do you mean they did nothing wrong? They broke the law. No, they didn't. No. Yes, they did. No, these are innocent people trying to come in the country. They didn't break any law. Man, if they're not coming in the country legally, they are breaking the law. That is the law that's on the books. And she just looks like a deer in the headlights because, oh, you were forced to just play by the rules. That is the law. And no matter how much you shake your head and say, no, it's not the law. It's not. In my dream world, it's not the law. It is the law. You see, the Democrats and liberals live in fantasy land where if they don't like something, it does not exist. I don't like that law, so no, it's not a law. It's not true. It's not on the books. Yes, it is. I don't like the fact that CRT is being blamed, so no, there is no CRT. Yes, there is. And when you ask them, would you like to see the proof? No. I'm closing my eyes and I'm putting my fingers in my ears. Don't wake me up from my dream world. They can't handle it. They can't handle being called out on their crap because they got nothing. They're making it all up. No, there's never been a case where a transgendered person goes to the bathroom and rapes a woman. No, there's never been a case of that. No. Even the school board tried to cover it up. Told that poor man your daughter was not sexually assaulted in a bathroom, when they clearly knew that not only was she, but another girl was by the same exact guy, and you just changed schools with them. Oh, no, we didn't know that. Yeah, no, you did, because you were told, and that's why you had him switch schools. No, we didn't. Yeah, you did. You see, that's a dream world. They can't play by the real rules. They have to change them. Can't say it had anything to do with his dress. okay, he raped her, but it doesn't have anything to do with the way he was dressed. Well, yeah, it does, because that's how he got in the woman's bathroom. Because you said it's okay. How about the guy that went into the day spa? The Chinese day spa. And the woman come out and said, there's a man walking around naked, fully naked, in front of my 12-year-old daughter and all these women. He identifies as a woman. He's fine. No, he's not fine. He's a man. Oh, how dare you? He's not a man. No. Woman's like, I see his genitalia. He's a man. No, no, no. That's a woman. You play by our rules. That is a woman. Well, it turns out not only is it a full-fledged man, but he's a sexual predator who's exposed himself to children on many occasions. And now we know. So all this man had to do was say, well, I'm just going to identify as a woman and I'm going to get my kicks. But that can't happen in the world. That's not the real world. That's a problem. No, it didn't happen. It's not a problem. Just like the crisis at the border. Remember, there is no crisis. That's not true. It is true. It's like a little kid. The Democratic Party are like little kids. Did you take a cookie? No. But you've got cookie crumbs on your shirt. No, I don't. Yes, you do. No, it's not cookie crumbs. What is it? I don't know. But it's not. This isn't even my shirt. That's what they're like. They cannot defend themselves when the real world smacks them in the ass and they are forced to play by the rules that everyone plays by. If the Liberal Democrat Party is forced to play by the real rules, they will lose, and they will lose big. The American public does not support this nonsense. All you hear on television is the American public wants this. They want this. No, we don't. Nobody does. A very, very small handful of people. And they just have the biggest microphones, and they just get the most airtime because MSNBC and CNN and all the rest of those will not let anybody else speak. YouTube will not let anybody else speak. Facebook will not let anybody else speak. Instagram and all these other places will not. Twitter won't let anybody else speak. Looks like it's the majority, because that's what they want you to believe. Well, the majority must feel this way, so I guess I have to bow to the majority's will because I'm playing by the rules. See, that's the problem, folks. The Republicans keep wanting to play by the rules, but they're playing by the rules that the Democrats set instead of the real rules. Oh, we had to pass this infrastructure bill. I mean, we do need infrastructure. Of course we do. But what about all the bullshit that's in it that had nothing to do with infrastructure? How come you weren't men and women enough to stand up and say, we are not voting for it until you take this bullshit out of it? Roads, bridges, airports, tunnels, overpasses, all that stuff, yes. Not for building a whole bunch of charging stations, not for doing all kinds of crap and giving illegal aliens money and everything else. Infrastructure, real infrastructure, not human infrastructure. Not so Pete Buttigieg can go on 7 months leave, paternity leave, for adopting a kid. That's your rules. Oh, it is infrastructure. It really is. No, it's not. It's not infrastructure. Part of their rules is we change the definition of every word. A racist is someone who disagrees with us. An insurrectionist is someone who actually tries to stop us from overthrowing the country, not someone who tries to overthrow the country. That's the funny thing. The people who are burning down the buildings and rioting are the good guys. If you shoot them, they are the victims. The people you shoot because they were going to break in your house and rape your wife and kill you are the victims of your brutality because you dared to fight back. This is just all fantasy land. They live in a dream, folks. They don't live in the real world. When you hear them talk, you understand they don't live in your world. They do not live in the real world. They live in this fantasy delusion where they get to change all the rules, make all the rules up as they go, change the definitions of all the words, be oblivious and immune to following any rules they don't like. is what the prosecution tried to do in Kyle Rittenhouse's case. I'll do what I want. Judge clearly says, do not under any circumstances bring this up. You understand? Yep. Okay, let's continue. Right back to it. And when the judge says, I'm incredulous. I've just told you. I have just told you not to do it. And it took you 1 minute, and you're right back to doing it. That's because this guy in his whole lifetime has never had to play by the rules. They don't apply to me. I got a D next to my name. I make my own rules up as I go along. The judge means nothing. I'll get to do what I want, and I won't be challenged in any way, shape, or form. And when you do get challenged, then you become this defensive little boy or little girl who's, well, I don't know what to do because I never had to follow the rules. You just found the Democrat and the liberals' kryptonite. It's called make them follow the same rules everybody does. It's called make them define their words the same way everybody defines them. No special rules, no special definition of words. You follow what the rules are, and they will implode. Just like Kyle Rittenhouse's case has exploded in their face. Just like Adam Schiff and this whole Russiagate has exploded in their face. Just like how this entire just let us get into the White House, and you will see the lowest prices, and inflation has now risen to a higher level than it's ever risen in I don't know how many years, 30, 40 years. It's all exploding in their face, folks. And the reason it's exploding in their face is because when they got the power, then they're forced to play by the rules or be held to them. And they can't. You have the papers literally saying inflation is good. That's what they're saying. Headlines of some liberal papers, inflation is good for us. How is it good for us? I had a guy literally say to me, I don't care if gas is $40 a gallon. I did. I really had a guy say that to me. I don't care. I'll buy it anyway. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Got to buy it. So what are we arguing about? We're arguing about the fact that some 16-year-old kid with a beater that gets 9 miles a gallon can't get to work because he only makes $15 an hour and he's putting it all in the gas tank, you idiot. You might be rich. You might be able to afford it, but you were supposed to be the party of the working class, and the working class can't afford it. You will, though, because you're being forced to play by the real rules. And the real rules say you can't win.